Mrs. Cahalan, you've undergone some interesting surgery. People will look at this. It's heart surgery, but it's not open heart surgery. It's a new heart valve without the open heart operation. Tell me a bit about what happened.
With the surgery?
Yeah, tell me about your case. First of all, I know you're from Florissant, and you needed this. You needed something to be done. You needed medical attention, and this is a little different from what most people have undergone. Tell me about your situation.
Because they could not go in the normal way through the chest on me because of surgeries I've had in the past. That things have gotten, I've had some muscles moved, things that were moved around 9 years ago when I had my bypass surgery because of an infection. I have no sternum. So that they had no landmarks, so they couldn't go anywhere. They didn't know where to cut to start with. So they had to go through the veins and the arteries. They went up the right leg and the left leg into the large vessels. I was very fortunate that they were the right sizes that they could do that.
Right. Now, you had to replace, what the doctors had to do was replace a defective aortic valve. Is that correct?
Yeah. So they snuck it up the large, I can't remember which vessel.
They went through an area which, again, we might not remember. You might not remember the name of it, but it was an area that avoided that open heart surgery. As you say, they couldn't do open heart surgery on you. So this was an I call it an operation. Maybe that's not the right word, but it was something that was done out of necessity. They couldn't take care of you in the traditional way.
No, I would not have been here, in too long a time for the way my general condition was deteriorating if they had waited and not, you know, tried to do something else. I would have been on medication and probably in a wheelchair and just sitting there huffing and puffing.
Now, you say you've had a history of ailments. These are heart ailments that you've had in the past?
Well, I had a bypass surgery 9 years ago. All my valves, all the bypasses are still open and working, which was an advantage, too. And then I got that infection when they had to remove the sternum and moved muscles around. That's why they couldn't go in that way. But my other general health has been pretty good. I have arthritis and diabetes, but I've got it all under control.
Oh, that's good. Now, what happened? How did you find out that you needed a procedure to replace this defective aortic valve? How did that come about? How did you find out?
I went to my cardiologist, and she did an echocardiogram, which showed that the valve was plugging up. She sent me to these people at WashU, and they looked at me, and last March they did a valvuloplasty where they go in and open your valve by pushing a balloon up there and then opening it, and it pushes all that calcium stuff out of the way. That lasted 9 months. Then I started going downhill again, and I called them. And before that, the people at WashU had told me about this study that they wanted to do, but they didn't have approval from the FDA for all the different parts of it. But they were working on it, and they would keep me in mind. Well, when I called them back, they had me come in, or they sent me papers on it that we read about it, and I signed up for it. They put me in a group. I don't know how they did it. It's random choices. And I went in when I wasn't feeling well. They told me, we have you in the second group. So that was fine. We'll do you in February because we now have approval from Medicare and all the stuff that they needed. Well, something happened to one of the patients in the first group, and they bumped me up. And that's how I happened to be the first one to get done. I did not by my choice, but by their choice. And they did me last Tuesday.
So you've had the procedure now, and it's been a couple of days. How are you feeling?
Much better.
You feel, were you feeling discomfort prior to the procedure?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't walk real far. I couldn't stand at the sink and do a whole load of dishes. I couldn't make a bed without sitting down a couple of times. Just little general household duties were hard. If I had to run for the telephone, I'd be huffing and puffing.
Absolutely. Now, you had the procedure done, and, of course, the folks at WashU, as you suggest, really, they told you this was one of those things they had to try. They didn't have FDA approval.
They got everything approved before they told me that they could do it.
Right. They had to wait until they had the FDA approval. Then they went ahead. And now, the procedure that you've undergone is quite rare. It hasn't really been done a whole lot throughout this country.
No, they've done some in Cleveland and some in Canada. And in France, they've done them for over 2 years.
So the fact that WashU is working on this kind of thing, I guess it's slow to move around through the rest of the country. Finally, we get to an area where we can benefit people who perhaps aren't in the places where this is being experimented on. Cleveland, for instance, as you mentioned, this was an opportunity for someone like you who's in Missouri to have the opportunity to undergo this surgery, which is non-invasive. Would you call it a non-invasive surgery?
Because they're very... You have very little bleeding. You don't have any open suture lines or anything like that. Like if they went into the heart from the chest, that is not that you don't have that. It's much better to me. It's much better.
Sure. Now, what did the doctors tell you when they told you they thought you would be a good candidate for this surgery, which I hesitate to use the word experimental. It is experimental, but obviously you mentioned it's being tried in Canada. It's being attempted in France. They've been doing it for a couple of years. Cleveland here in the U.S. It is, in fact, being done. So it's a little beyond experimental. When they told you this, were you a little nervous at all that this was
something? No, I had all the confidence in the world. It was my doctors. They explained everything to me. This study has certain protocols. You follow every step through it. All the stuff that they had to do beforehand. I had to have a CAT scan. I had to have a catheterization. All those had to be done before the procedure. I went through a lot of testing, and they're following every step of the way and to make sure that everything is done the way it's supposed to be.
Now, you realize that you are part of this study, this national study, and from what you're telling me, you feel great. You are going to be helping this procedure move along toward national acceptance.
Yeah, they'll follow me for 5 years or longer if I live longer than 5 years. But that's just a number they put on it. They weren't sure if that's the right one or not. But they will follow me at least for 5 years.
And they'll be having you checking. I would say follow you. You'll be coming in regularly for
and having more echograms to check on the valve, make sure it's still working, things like that.
Right. So as the joke goes, it's your 20,000-mile checkup every now.
Yeah.
So you're going to be doing this, and you feel, as you say, and this is important now. It's been a short time, but you've gone through this. Did you? Were you out for a long period of time? What did they do?
I think I was under the anesthetic a little over 2 hours. I didn't think to ask them that.
Right, and that was it. It was a short time, and you woke up. Now, was there any discomfort when you first woke up, or were you feeling good right? Well, pretty good. I guess you were a little groggy right away, but after that, no pain.
No, I've had no pain, no pain at all.
So you feel, as you say, you have a lot of, you have absolute confidence in your doctors. You feel that
they're fantastic. The explanations, what they have shown us, and what the studies they've gone to, and what one of these doctors spent 6 months in France with the doctor that invented the valve. In fact, that little man, they told me, was in the room and watched the valve get put in place, and he was happy with how the procedure went. I did not see him because I was unconscious, but he came over and watched this be done here. So that was an advantage too, which I didn't know about until the 2 days before this was going to happen. They told me he would be here.
Great. Well, you've had the procedure. You're doing well, and I just wish you continued success. Mrs. Cahalan, nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and good luck, and just get back there and just stay healthy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.